Section 5. Think about Dr. King. What should we do about Warren Harding errors? The kinds of biases we're talking about here aren't so obvious that it's easy to identify a solution. If there's a law on the books that says that black people can't drink at the same water fountains as white people, the obvious solution is to change the law. But unconscious discrimination is a little bit trickier. The voters in 1920 didn't think they were being suckered by Warren Harding's good looks any more than Ayers's Chicago car dealers realized how egregiously they were cheating women and minorities, or boards of directors realize how absurdly biased they are in favor of the tall. If something is happening outside of awareness, how on earth do you fix it? The answer is that we are not helpless in the face of our first impressions. They may bubble up from the unconscious, from behind a locked door inside of our brain, but just because something is outside of awareness doesn't mean it's outside of control. It is true, for instance, that you can take the race IAT or the career IAT as many times as you want and try as hard as you can to respond faster to the more problematic categories, and it won't make a whit of difference. But, believe it or not, if, before you take the IAT, I were to ask you to look over a series of pictures or articles about people like Martin Luther King or Nelson Mandela or Colin Powell, your reaction time would change. Suddenly, it won't seem so hard to associate positive things with black people. I had a student who used to take the IAT every day, Banerjee says. It was the first thing he did, and his idea was just to let the data gather as he went. Then, this one day, he got a positive association with blacks. And he said, "That's odd. I've never gotten that before. Because we've all tried to change our IAT score, and we couldn't." But he's a track and field guy, and what he realized is that he'd spent the morning watching the Olympics. Our first impressions are generated by our experiences and our environment, which means that we can change our first impressions. We can alter the way we thin slice by changing the experiences that comprise those impressions. If you are a white person who would like to treat black people as equals in every way, who would like to have a set of associations with blacks that are as positive as those you have with whites, it requires more than a simple commitment to equality. It requires that you change your life so that you are exposed to minorities on a regular basis and become comfortable with them and familiar with the best of their culture, so that when you want to meet, hire, date, or talk with a minority, you aren't betrayed by your hesitation and discomfort. Taking rapid cognition seriously, acknowledging the incredible power for good and ill that first impressions play in our lives, requires that we take active steps to manage and control those impressions. In the next section of this audiobook, I'm going to tell three stories about people who confronted the consequences of first impressions and snap judgments. Some were successful, some were not, but all, I think, provide us with critical lessons of how we can better understand and come to terms with the extraordinary power of thin slicing.